and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." Amen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters, there goes Peter again, mouth of the south. We need to understand something here. We are an Easter people according to my priest. We are an Easter people, and Easter people are very, very happy people.
Amen.
So I don't want to see those gloomy faces out there this morning.
Amen.
Let's see those Easter faces, people. Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. So now Jesus knew exactly what the disciples were murmuring about. What they were murmuring about is, Jesus said that they have to drink his blood and eat his body. Now, if somebody said to you, "You have to eat my body and drink my blood," first thing you're thinking of is, "Man, this man is some kind of vampire or something." But no, Jesus knew exactly what he was saying to them. And there were those who did not have enough faith in Jesus. And they decided, "You know what, let me go about my business. This man is talking about vampire business and this devil business." No. "I am going to do what I used to do before." So quite a bit of them left. So Jesus turned to the 11 disciples and asked them, "Do you two also want to leave?" And of course, the mouth of the south, Mr. Simon Peter, he said, "No, you are the one. You are the Son of Christ. Where are we going?" "We are stuck with you," basically, is what he's saying.
Amen.
And he thought that was a very wise decision. Because to stick with Jesus, my dear brothers and sisters, we just can't go wrong.
Amen.
Jesus, who is all-knowing, I mean, he already solved the problem before it even came up to him. So, let's just say, let's do what works for us, and let's do what works for Jesus. Jesus first, and then we can follow him. That is why he came to this earth, to set the footprints, so we, you and I, and follow him step by step. No mistakes, no deviation, no off, step by step. If we walk in the footprints of our Lord and Savior, brothers and sisters, there is no going off.
Amen.
We on the right track to salvation.
Amen.
So we have to stick with it there. Now also today we also celebrate we're celebrating a bishop, and he is the Archbishop of what we could say is the Trinitarian God. He is the bishop who defended the church to the very T. Some people don't believe in Trinity God. They only believe in one God. But we as Catholics, we believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and all of that. But he defended it to the very, very last. And he would die defending it because he knew there is a Trinity God. Now, look at this thing, for example. When Jesus asked the disciple after he told them what was going on, and if they wanted to leave, the disciples said, no, where are we going? If he was to ask some of us today, if we want to leave, would we leave? Mm-hmm. Would we leave? Do we want to actually really go back to the life we used to have? I don't want to go back to the one I used to have because I was a vagabond. I don't want to be any vagabond. I love the path that I am walking.
Hallelujah.
I want to walk in the footprints of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
Because brothers and sisters, when it all comes to an end, I want to be in that heaven with all power.
Amen.
Now, we have some things that we have to take care of. We have to clean house first. We cannot just up and go. We have to do the work. If we do our part, Jesus will most definitely do his part. But we have to do our house cleaning. You can't just up and this and say, well, no, let me just go over there. They'll accept me. No. Do your part, then you can fit in. Because if you don't do your part, you cannot bring wrong into the house of right. You got to be ready. You got to be straight. Now when we look at the first reading, in the first reading, again, there are some things that was taking place. They were building up fear. They was afraid. And when you're afraid, you cannot be walking in Christ's footsteps. Fear is not of our Lord and Savior. He don't believe in fear. Peter was passing through a very region, and when he went down to the Holy Ones in Lydda, they found a man named Irenaeus. And Irenaeus could not walk. He was paralyzed. So Jesus said to him, get up, make your bed, and let's go. So of course, if it was me, I'm looking at Peter like, are you crazy? But no, he did what? He obeyed. He obeyed what Peter said to him. He got up, he made his bed, and he went. Brothers and sisters, Christ on the day of Pentecost, he gave the disciples the power so they could have healed, they could do all kinds of things, the perform miracles that he was doing. He did things that Jesus himself was doing, and all the disciples had that authority. He gave them the authority over them. So if we decide to be Jesus' disciples and we become very trustworthy, we become very dedicated, we too might be able to do that. But we have to have faith.
Amen.
And if we walk in Jesus' footsteps, like in the gospel, brothers and sisters, we are on the right road to salvation.
Amen. Amen. Amen.